Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Somebody's happy out there. Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, July 8th. This is episode 1443, and this is the first really live show that we've had in a few days.
Well, we are back from a little vacay, a couple of days, plus the weekend, so here we are.
Yeah, to get my vacation, I had to drive like crazy to get down there and then drive like crazy to get back, just in time to get back for Monday's show.
And you are so happy.
Mm-hmm. And that's because we don't have a third partner. Do we have a partner anymore? Does anybody work with us anymore? Is it just me and you? Well, we're going to change the name to the John and Brian Show?
I don't think so.
You know, there's Rick and Bubba. I could call you something. John and Jerk.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, me. Brian, but I guess Dalton's going to be back Monday.
Should be next Monday.
Yeah, next Monday.
And next Monday's a big week because that gets us to episode 1450.
Yeah, what day will that be?
Wednesday the 17th.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get the crumble cookies by them the night before. They just get better with age.
Do they now?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you don't open the box.
Oh, well, that's true.
It'll be great. So I need to get those Tuesday afternoon. Huh, okay. Hope I don't forget. You'll remind me, won't you?
Of course, yeah.
That's going to be, in 9 days, the Wake Up Crew show number 1450 in honor of our radio station. 1450 on the AM dial. This is episode 1443, by the way. Oh. We're working on, what, 7 years now?
Oh, I don't think so. 2018. What is that?
6 years.
Oh, it is. That's scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Man, maybe so.
Ever since I've been retired, we jumped into this show. I never got a day off. never got to enjoy my vacation.
You just retirement. You just came back.
It was a whirlwind trip. You notice my tan?
Oh, man, yeah.
There's not much. You know, I didn't do a whole lot. I just kind of, I did my, you know, I told you I was going to do my routine. Go in, you know, get there about 8:30 on the beach, 9, stay about 3 hours. Only an hour of sun. I only took my shirt off because I didn't want to scare the beach for about an hour. And then I put it back on and then, you know, took very, very good care of myself.
So people on the beach had their clothes on. It wasn't one of those alternate beaches.
No, I just took my shirt off. I didn't say I went naked. Gee, where's your mind?
It's Monday. I don't know.
I smell a distinct odor in here today. Like one of our little friends. No, it's not that kind of odor. It's like from one of our little pesky friends. I smell that a little bit today. We've been having visitors. They must know we're moving.
Yeah, but you know what we're doing to them? We're knocking them out one by one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing that? Oh.
There's one right there.
They're as big as a hamster. You're just hitting them.
Oh, there's another one.
You know, it's like that game, you know, where you
whack-a-mole.
Play. Whack-a-mole, yeah. But I think they realize that we're moving and you know, they're making their last hurrah, last stand.
It's just like the community coming by to visit before we leave, whenever that happens.
I don't want you to be alarmed, but I think Melissa brought a bat. Hit them with today.
That's why the shotgun's up there.
We got a great show today. I'm going to tell you. We're going to play a new game today. Well, not really new. It's kind of a take a hint.
We haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, we only played it like a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, all right. And we're also going to hear from the Sunshine Nutrition folks today. Also, we've got birthdays and anniversaries and today in history, celebrity birthdays. It is jam-packed with information.
Did you wear a bucket hat?
On the beach? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Good. Don't want your little ears to get burnt or anything when you went?
No. It was all about comfort, buddy. I just kind of, you know.
How was the pool water?
Pool water was okay. It was actually cool, about the same, if not cooler, than it was probably here. I mean, if you can believe it. You know, you get off the ocean, and the ocean, you know.
You got a breeze.
Yeah, usually.
Ocean breeze.
And so, but, you know, hey, I was glad I went.
Waves crashing.
If anything, to get away from you for about a week.
Well, thanks.
If I could just get 2 days away from you, it's, you know, it's kind
of. Well, you had four, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm revived. I'm pumped up.
And you get two more this weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Great, yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got plenty of showers and thunderstorms to start off our work week. As for your details, we'll have mostly sunny skies today, and we'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon of a high near 97. Those slight chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue into tonight at a low around 73. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday at a high near 96. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels, so don't wait to find out. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test, and with their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you without the need to come in for weekly visits. So get back to your best. Get to Low T Center to find out your testosterone levels. And right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note Sunday night, a battle of old rivals and two teams in the AL wildcard hunt right now. The Red Sox shutting out the Yankees in the Bronx 3-0. Boston starter Cutter Crawford, 7 shutout innings. He and two relievers combining on a 4-hit shutout. Battle of division leaders in L.A. where the Brewers avoid being swept with a 9-2 win over the Dodgers. Twins walk off with a 3-2 win over the Astros. Minnesota hitting a home run for the 24th straight game. Christian Vasquez led off the ninth with a solo shot to end the game. Orioles beat the A's 6-3. Baltimore now with a 3-game lead on the Yankees atop the AL East. Best team in baseball, the Phillies, were shut out by the Braves 6-0. Atlanta starter Ronaldo Lopez, 6 shutout innings. He and three relievers combining on a 5-hit shutout. Guardians get by the Giants 5-4. Cleveland's Bo Naylor, a 3-run pinch hit homer to give the winning margin. Mariners fall to the Blue Jays 5-4 and 10. Cardinals over the Nationals 8-3.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, did I have a hard time getting up this morning?
Woo! Why is that?
Well, I've been sleeping until about 9. Really, really taking it in now, 9 o'clock. Okay. Thank you. All right.
That's your alarm clock.
Yeah. It's about 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Wake Up Crew, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They're powered, and they also offer energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Schedule heat-related chores like cooking, cleaning, and laundry to early morning or evening hours. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan. So if you're going to cook breakfast, cook it early. It's already been a hot one, hot year. But we haven't broken any records, maybe. I don't think so yet.
It's been hot, humid, just like normal. That's always what we have here in Middle Tennessee.
Always. Mm-hmm. Always, man. You know the hardest thing? Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. But the hardest thing about vacation is getting ready for vacation.
Well, I always dread the packing up and coming home, too.
Now, they went ahead and packed my stuff and where I could meet them down there. So I didn't have to carry anything except just a little small bag. So that was pretty nice.
Mm.
But just trying to remember everything, you know, like tell the person that's watching your dog, you know, what things like that. So we'll talk about it in a minute. But we have our song of the day to select. This is the first one of the week.
That's right. And we're looking back at the year 1999. The fifth biggest song of the year was from Britney Spears.
Did you have to really sing with her?
Why not?
Baby, baby.
A lasting hit.
Oh, yeah. It's got good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's got a good beat.
Oh, yeah.
I like the beat to it. That's Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. Is that the one where she's wearing the little Catholic school outfit or something? Is that the one?
I'm not sure.
Trying to remember the video. Anyway, that's we've got more to come on our 1999. And want to say congratulations to Becky Milliken, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for putting others beside her before herself. Becky Milliken will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor nomination, we'd love to hear from you. Name, address, phone number, sentence while you're nominating. You can do that on your phone, texting Neighbor to 615-893-1450, and just fill out that web form. You can get to that from our website as well. Throw it in the mail, however you can get it to us. We would love for you to do so. And also taking birthdays for this July 8th, and we'll pick up Sunday birthdays too. 615-893-1450. Facts of life. A group of porcupines.
Yeah.
They're called a prickle.
A group of them. Prickle.
A prickle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool deal. 624 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Congratulations to Steve Cates and the Cripple Creek Cloggers, our community's worldwide goodwill ambassadors. The Special Collections section at Middle Tennessee State University's James E. Walker Library is preserving memorabilia covering the 57-year history of the Kittrell 4-H Dancers, the Rutherford County Square Dancers, Cripple Creek Cloggers, and, of course, their founder, Steve Cates. Students and staff from the library have been gathering 57 years of memorabilia from Cates' home. He said that includes paperwork, flags, plaques, plates, proclamations, banners, pins, trophies, pictures, and mementos of all kinds from their travels and folk fest. it all will be preserved. Cates explained, it all started back in 1967 at 4-H Camp Woodley. 11 years after that, those Appalachian-style dancers performed their first international festival in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The next 47 years has seen the Cripple Creek Cloggers spreading Middle Tennessee's goodwill to Canada, Mexico, Belize, Curacao, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Taiwan, Thailand, and on throughout Europe, everywhere. MTSU's James E. Walker Library is housing and preserving the items that make up the tangible parts of the group's worldwide legacy. Cates glowed as he said, I'm especially glad that I've lived to see this done. Thank you, Steve Cates.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, the home of news, weather, traffic, and sports all morning long. And you can listen to WGNSradio.com/listen. To hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. Not this show, but every other show. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
You can listen back to the show once the podcast is up.
You took a few days off, too, did you not?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I left you. But so did you play the best of Rutherford issues?
No.
Somebody subbed for you?
Scott handled it on Friday, and he's going to handle it. I'm going to come back on that show Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Just coming in, splitting some time this week.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's Skeeter?
He's good.
Okay.
He's good. I had a few little early mornings, you know. He'd come in. And,
Daddy, wake up. Give me belly rubs, please. Wake up. So relaxing.
I can tell you've been up. I've been out. You've had time on your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. I was mentioning about getting ready for vacation or getting ready to go anywhere. The little things, you know, like do you let the mail go or do you let somebody, you know, come and pick your mail up?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, like, I forgot my hairbrush, or, you know, I've got this. I've got to take my pills. I've got to make sure my pills are all,
yeah,
you know. So I've gotten where I just put them in a bag. I just have my bag that I'm going to carry, and I take, you know, when I think of it, I just throw it in there. And if I need it before I leave, I just take it out of there.
Now, you can go online, by the way, for those who maybe have some vacations coming up. You can go on the United States Postal Service website, put in your address, and you can put a hold on your mail through the website for ever how many days you're going to be gone, and they'll deliver it when you say you're back.
Yeah, but when those bills come and you don't pay them on time, whew.
Well, but you're not going to be there. Instead of having somebody get your mail, they'll just hold it until the day you get back, and they'll just bring it all at the same time.
I know, but if you owe a bill that's due on the 10th and you don't get your mail, you know, like to turn it in, you have to either do it online or do it like that. Could be a hassle.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't be there to do it anyway, though, right?
Well, I could do it from we have a computer. My son-in-law takes everything down there.
Okay.
He took a grill down there this year.
Why?
I'm like, why? They've got a grill down at home, but it's my little, you know, it's my little portable.
Oh, so you can grill on the beach?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. He never grilled for me. All I know is that we went out to eat the whole time, and I paid for it. So there you go. I don't know about grilling.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And the year was 1909, and the first pro baseball game played under the lights. Now, that was in a minor league game, the first one. They've gone where they do that all the time now. They've got experimental things they use for, you know, like new. They're going to do umpire, automatic umpire.
They do that in the minors. That's where the pitch clock came in.
Yeah. Hadn't really been a problem, pitch clock.
No, I think it's been
games
good.
Are averaging 2.5 hours, which used to be the average of like 3.
Yeah.
So they've cut 30 minutes. That's pretty good. In 1946, baseball grants a $5,000 minimum salary. In 1996, British girls group The Spice Girls released their debut album, Wannabe, in England. So I see you're going to sing it every time that there's a song.
Why not? It's Monday.
2010, Inception, directed by Christopher Nolan and starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, premieres in London. You ever see that movie?
It's weird.
Weird, man. Weird.
Christopher Nolan has done some very weird things.
That was really weird. In 2015, the NFL's Washington Redskins have their trademark vacated on the grounds it may cause offense to Native Americans. So now they are the Washington what?
Commanders.
Commanders, yeah. The baseball team's now the Cleveland Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In 2018, 4 boys are the first to be rescued in a Thailand cave. Remember that news story? That was big.
That was, yeah, it took months, didn't it, if I remember
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they survived.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in 2018, Jeffrey Epstein is indicted on charges of sex trafficking of minors. That story got bigger and bigger and bigger and still is.
Yeah, still growing.
Still
yeah.
growing, yeah. And I don't know if you think about those kind of things when you just don't know how, I guess, sick people can be. But, I mean, that was sick.
It is pretty sick, for
yeah.
sure.
Are you telling me to get off?
Well, it's about time.
Oh, the music's going?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Today in History. Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind here on The Wake Up Crew. We're approaching 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind, July 8th, 1971. A minor riot broke out during an appearance by Mott the Hoople at the Royal Albert Hall in London. July 8th, 1972. Bill Withers hits the top of the charts with
Lean on Me.
And this date in 1985. Playboy and Penthouse magazines went on sale with nude photographs of Madonna.
You know,
I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your breath for any weather. We've got plenty of showers and thunderstorms to start off our work week. As for your details, we'll have mostly sunny skies today and we'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon of a high near 97. Those slight chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue into tonight at a low around 73. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday at a high near 96. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew.
Crease out here in a couple of spots like 440 as you work your way past Nolensville. Pike. There was a wreck earlier over there on 440 westbound at West End as that traffic picks up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. It's also wanting to build down through Wilson County, now Juliet area, westbound I-40 towards Hermitage. A Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. Americare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
Americare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize those local family businesses. That helps our local economy. Main Street's Taste of Rutherford is this Saturday night. It's over at Oakland's Mansion. Don't you dare miss that one. Get with Main Street Murfreesboro. enjoy the delicious creations of 25 of this area's finest restaurants. That's The Taste of Rutherford, this coming Saturday night from 6 until 9 at Oakland's Mansion. Right now, get in touch with Main Street Murfreesboro. Our Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes over at the Technology Engagement Center on Minerva Drive. They're free every Monday at 3:30 in the afternoon, and then a different class on Tuesdays at 2:30. That's free computer classes at the Tech Center on Minerva Drive. Have fun at the Burrow Beach, the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department's outdoor water park. The Burrow Beach is over at SportsCom on the corner of Memorial and Desjarnette Lane, and it's open every day. The Burrow Beach. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have 4 graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. Did you realize Bell Jewelers has 2 master goldsmiths, giving us the ability to make something custom just for you? It's about as personal as you can get. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. And also, we're going to have Man on the Street Newsmakers. That's going to be in about 5 minutes or so. And looking forward to that. And Brian, since I've been on vacation, and I've come back, and I'm a little rusty on the, you know, how you forget little things that you normally do during the course of the hour.
Really?
I know you can't tell, but
how many episodes have we had?
Well, I know, but I'm just not. I'm just not
crisp.
Crisp, yeah. And it may not even be to the public that are listening. They're going, well, he's never crisp anyway, so.
I doubt it.
How about a dad joke to get us started here? All right, fresh and ongoing. Here it is.
Well, you know, 30% apparently of pet owners let their pet sleep in the bed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I tried with my goldfish. Didn't work. He died.
Okay, that was just plain morbid.
Morbid? Well,
I'm going to give it a 3.
I had a pet fish.
I'm going to give it a 3.
I rolled over on him.
I just think all the fish in the world. Yeah, that's sad. 6:41 here on The Crew.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Beryl's barreled into Texas Gulf Coast. Made landfall about 100 miles south of Houston this morning. KHOU-TV's Devon Roming is on Galveston Island.
That wind is coming right off the ocean and right smack dab into us. We've seen wind gusts out here. Wind speeds reach up to 70 miles an hour.
Boeing's agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge in connection with two deadly MAX 737 crashes. CBS's Robert Legarry.
If the deal is accepted, Boeing will pay an additional $243.6 million in fines.
President Biden still trying to fend off calls from a growing number of Democrats to step aside as the party's presidential nominee. He spoke at a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania yesterday.
We got a lot to do, folks, but we can do it. We're on the cusp of getting so much done.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency located a body in Normandy Lake on Sunday. Coffee County deputies were called to meet the TWRA. They found the body of an unidentified white male in the water. Investigation is still ongoing, and the man's identity has not yet been released to his family, as they are still trying to notify them. Preliminary evidence does not indicate there was any foul play. Authorities responded to a shooting call involving at least one injured teen on Sunday evening. Police on scene say a teenage boy was shot while in a car with two other teenage friends. They pulled into a parking lot at the Dollar General on Anderson Road, where they called the police. Victim was taken to the pediatric unit of Vanderbilt University Medical Center. His condition is unknown. A shoebox labeled Free Kittens was found at Williamson Medical Center on Sunday. The Williamson County Animal Center posted to Facebook that a citizen found the box and brought the box to the Animal Center, where they were placed in a foster home and will be adoptable in the next few weeks. They are currently using a digital food scale to monitor the kittens' weights. However, the supply of those scales is low, so they encourage anybody who wants to help to find a scale and donate it to the shelter or purchase one from their Amazon wish list. Authorities are investigating a truck fire they believe is suspicious. Arrington Fire and Rescue said crews responded to reports of a semi on fire Saturday at 8:40 at mile marker 42. Crews arrived, they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the truck's passenger compartment and said there were circumstances present that led them to believe the fire was suspicious. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place.
Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need.
When we saw some of the need for expansion in other areas to add a second surgery center, Westlawn location.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Some departments we move lock, stock, and barrel. For instance, our rheumatology department and our gastroenterology department have moved completely. So we don't provide any rheumatology services or GI services at our Garrison Drive location. In conjunction with the GI department move, we also opened a new ambulatory surgery center that basically gave us additional capacity. One of the things we were finding in our existing ASC there on Garrison is we did not have enough space to meet the needs of the community. So we did go through the process to be able to open a second ASC. This one is a single specialty ambulatory surgery center focused entirely on gastroenterology procedures. It's an endoscopy center. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Congratulations to Becky Milliken, our good neighbor of the day today. And she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And we've also going to have some celebrity birthdays. We have got a tremendous list. It's huge.
It's pretty big.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do here? Do I talk about anything? No, let's just go right into it, and then we'll talk about it as we go.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play the big, long intro.
So, not Paul?
Not Paul. Paul has a little short one.
Okay.
I want the long Dolly version.
Okay.
It's birthday time.
All right, ready for the big, long birthday list today? Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there. Whoever produced that really did a good job.
It was Dolly.
Okay, well, she did it for us personally.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity birthdays for July 8th. All right, and here we go. 1831, it's a long list. Did I tell you it was huge?
You said it's pretty long.
John Pemberton, American pharmacist, born in Knoxville, Georgia, died in 1888.
Who cares?
He invented Coca-Cola.
Oh. Wow.
The pharmacist, there's no telling what's in a Coca-Cola.
Those first ones, wow.
Well, I think I'll drink this serum I'm working on now. Wow. It has a sizzly taste. Huh. 1838, Ferdinand von Zeppelin. German general and inventor who founded the Zeppelin Airship Company, died in 1917. The blimp, I think, is what they're referring to, are they not?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I think so. In 1839...
It's a long list, isn't it?
It's huge. John D. Rockefeller, American industrialist. I'm glad we decided to make enough time to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're really adding a lot
well,
to it.
I don't know what he did.
John D. Rockefeller, American industrialist and founder of Standard Oil. And the Rockefellers have gone on, and there was Nelson, and I mean, it's just the Rockefeller family.
And there's the Rockefeller Center
in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's where NBC is located.
Mm-hmm.
In 1908, Nelson Rockefeller.
Wow.
American politician, governor of New York, born in Bar Harbor, Maine, died in 1979. Nelson Rockefeller, he was quite a feller.
Was he? He was vice president, too,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. In 1918, Craig Stevens, American actor, born in Liberty, Missouri, he starred in the famous TV show Peter Gunn. That's still a cool theme song.
Yeah, it's one of our intros.
I mean, it would be great. That would be great today. 1931, Rune Arledge, American sports broadcasting pioneer. He was the president of ABC Sports, Monday Night Football, and ABC News. To see that Monday Night Football was back on ABC. I know they own ESPN, right. But and Disney, but I was glad to see them doing, even if it was a simulcast, I'm glad that it was back on ABC.
Well, they needed programming too, I think.
Uh-huh. 1935, Steve Lawrence. I think Steve is still with us. He's an American singer and actor born in Brooklyn, New York.
Go away, little girl. Go away.
You don't remember Steve Lawrence, but he was married to Edie Gourmet. They sang together.
Oh, wow.
And that Go Away Little Girl was redone by Donny Osmond and was a big hit for him as well.
I know that you're
only on Celebrity Birthdays, you know this stuff.
I'm learning so much today.
1951, Angelica Houston, American actress, born in Los Angeles, California.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
Now, she was in the movie, the Addams Family movie, not the TV show.
Oh, okay.
In 1958, Kevin Bacon, actor, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That probably put him on the map, I guess. Footloose.
Yeah, yeah. He's had a good career. Not always a star, but he's had a good career.
He's got a great show about being a cop or something on, I don't know, HBO maybe, something like that.
And in 1961, Toby Keith, American country singer and actor, born in Clinton, Oklahoma, passed away this year.
Solo cup, I fill you up, let's have a party. Let's
and that's Celebrity Birthdays. Today we have Pierce Mars, Dean Goddard, Irma Goodman, and Barbara Belt. Now yesterday, we celebrated Jennifer Grandstaff. Happy birthday to Jennifer, Barbara Haskew, Megan Hicks, Lisa Warren, Patricia Button, Rudy London, and Colleen Norwood.
So those are the names that we had coming into the morning for today. And those Sunday birthdays, if you want to add one to the list, it's simple. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Oh, what's today's holiday?
National Freezer Pop Day.
Oh, but it's a good time of year for freezer
pop. Sure is.
That is absolutely correct. 6:55, the weather's coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got plenty of showers and thunderstorms to start off our work week. As for your details, we'll have mostly sunny skies today and we'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon of a high near 97. Those slight chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue into tonight at a low around 73. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 96. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy saving tips during the hot summer months. Schedule heat-related chores like cooking, cleaning, and laundry to early morning or evening hours. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Good point. They were moving the damaged vehicles involved in that minor crash a few minutes ago. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. It's already crazy slowdown through here as it is. As it builds, 24 out through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Watch for some radar still out here on I-40 out in Wilson County. Hey, whether you need a new roof, a roof repair, or a roof inspection, Independent Roofing Specialist has you covered. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adam's Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. That the architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
All right, guys, load them up.
Market vendors make the trek to Murfreesboro.
We've got the sweet corn.
From over a dozen Middle Tennessee counties.
Potatoes.
To bring you a wide variety of seasonal fruits, vegetables, meats.
Got the fresh cut bacon on there.
Eggs, flowers, plants, shrubs, and trees.
I'm so glad you guys are back.
We love what we do.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market at the Indoor Open Air Community Center at the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Open every Tuesday and Friday until the end of October, 7 to noon.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave for a few minutes as we have CBS News. But we do want to tell you that Becky Milliken is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for putting others behind before herself. Becky Milliken will receive flowers from the Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street. And, of course, News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you would like to add a good neighbor to our list, all you have to do right now is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 and fill out the information on that reply you get back from us. You can do it anytime, really. Let's just do it right now. Website as well, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor, and throw it in the mail however you can get those to us. We'd love to hear from you. Plus, we're taking birthday and anniversary announcements for another half hour on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Just give us a call.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
As we said, it's time for CBS News here on WGNS at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Hurricane hits Texas.
There's so much moisture with this storm.
Biden opposition grows.
Fear is contagious. Concern is contagious.
Plea deal for Boeing.
$243.6 million in fines.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A few hours ago, Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Texas between Galveston and Corpus Christi as a Category 1 storm. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
With wind speeds up to 80 miles an hour, Hurricane Beryl bashed into Texas's Gulf Coast this morning just south of Houston. Torrential downpours lashed the city of Sargent, while waves and storm surge up to 7 feet slammed the beach.
We're very well prepared in terms of the flooding.
Galveston residents were clearing supermarket shelves and filling up on gas ahead of the storm. In Houston, Parts of the city were flooded on Saturday before Beryl's arrival. As much as 6 more inches of rain could fall there in the next 24 hours. Houston's mayor urged residents to prepare.
Our worst enemy is our complacency. We can't allow this storm to slip up on us.
A disaster declaration has been issued for more than 100 Texas counties.
About 145 million people are under heat alerts today. Temperatures have topped 120 degrees in parts of the West. And in California, CBS's Carter Evans reports there are dozens of active wildfires.
Burning just outside Santa Barbara, the Lake Fire has more than quadrupled in size since Friday and has now charred more than 18,000 acres with little containment. It's one of at least 21 fires burning in California alone, and it's prompted evacuations, along with threatening homes near Michael Jackson's former home, Neverland Ranch.
The heat and the low humidity is making these fires grow quickly.
The state's in the midst of a historic heat wave.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot here.
Multiple records were broken this weekend. Death Valley, one of the hottest places on Earth, hit a blistering 129 degrees yesterday, tying the 2007 record and contributing to at least one death. In Las Vegas, temperatures hit 120 yesterday, setting Sin City's all-time record.
Yeah, we were going to walk up and down the strip, but it's just way too hot to do that.
It's shaping up to be a crucial week for President Biden as he tries to fend off calls from an increasing number of top Democrats to step aside as the party's presumptive presidential nominee. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Biden was defiant on the weekend campaign trail.
Facing headwinds within his own party, President Biden went looking for support in Pennsylvania Sunday and found it in the form of the governor, the Philadelphia mayor, and Pennsylvania's two senators.
There is only one person in the country that's ever kicked Trump's in an election, and that is your president.
And yet, even as they spoke, the number of House Democrats pushing Biden to leave publicly and in a call of top House Democrats was nearing a dozen, as others stopped just short.
Either he has to win overwhelmingly or he has to pass the torch to someone who can't.
Biden's team insists voters are still on his side, but the Pennsylvania voters CBS spoke to said they're still worried.
He's a fantastic man and he's done wonderful stuff, but it's time for him to leave.
Biden will be busy this week hosting NATO leaders at a summit here in Washington.
Agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge in connection with two deadly crashes of its MAX 737 aircraft that killed more than 300 people overseas. CBS's Robert Legarry says the crashes were linked to a new flight control system.
CBS News has learned that the deal came together after federal prosecutors concluded that based on current statutes and evidence, they could not prove at trial beyond all reasonable doubt that Boeing was criminally responsible for the MAX crashes. And as a result, the Justice Department sought an outcome that would result in Boeing pleading guilty and ensuring they would pay a maximum fine and potential restitution to the families.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Parts and Service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com. Or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Political paralysis appears to have only deepened in France now that election results are in.
Leftist supporters gathered in central Paris last night to celebrate as the first exit polls predicted the far-right's dreams of taking power had been dashed.
We have to vote because I'm against all extreme positions.
The combined left is tipped to win the most votes, followed by President Macron's centrist alliance. The far-right trailed in third. But no party has a majority, and Macron has his work cut out for him over the coming days to form a new government. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
To the Middle East, CBS's Holly Williams got a firsthand look at the destruction in Rafah, the city in Gaza that's been the focus of Israel's military for weeks.
Israel's military took foreign journalists to the city on Gaza's border with Egypt to see what it's accomplished there. Israel's military claims it's killed more than 900 militants in the city, though it's also killed civilians. Hamas leaders are still at large, according to Israel's military.
Do you know what's happening? Why is there all this gunfire?
These gunfires are part of outgoing gunfire. We are in a war zone. This is protecting the area, and you are now in the area.
Shortly after that, we were told to move. Holly Williams, CBS News, Rafah, in the Gaza Strip.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated yesterday Israel wants no deal with Hamas that will force it to end the war, with Hamas still intact. In Ukraine, Russian missiles hit a children's hospital in Kyiv and killed at least three people elsewhere in the capital, in the worst bombardment there in months. And officials say another attack in a central city killed at least 10 people. After months of on-again, off-again talks, a major business deal has been made, as we hear from CBS's Jolene Kent in Los Angeles.
Skydance and its investors will spend more than $8 billion in a complex deal to acquire Sherry Redstone's family-run National Amusements, which holds the controlling stake in Paramount, the parent company of CBS News.
The combined company is valued at $28 billion. Skydance, a production company, has had a hand in some recent Paramount hits in recent years, including Top Gun Maverick. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we've got plenty of showers and thunderstorms to start off our work week. As for your details, we'll have mostly sunny skies today and we'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon of a high near 97. Those slight chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue into tonight at a low around 73. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday at a high near 96. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning. Still dealing with this wreck over here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It did slow down traffic pretty good down through there, mostly rubbernecking. They were up against a wall there for quite some time on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Starting to load up even more on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Still some radar out here down I-40 in parts of Dixon County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on that menu. Check them all out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sunny day, sleeping off.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning. We're not Sesame Street, but we are on South Church Street. Very vibrant and up-and-coming community here in Murfreesboro. Be a lot of changes in the next 5 years down this way.
Yeah, hope I'm here to see them.
Planning on going somewhere?
No, I just had a wandering thought there. And just,
oh, I see.
Know, yeah.
Episode 1450 of the Wake Up Crew is coming up. It is just 9 days away.
Cookies.
A week from this Wednesday.
Cookies.
Oh,
cookies.
That's Cookie Day. Yeah, that's
1450 cookies. We're going to have 1,450 cookies up here. No.
Well, they're probably 1,450 calories per bite.
You know, you would think Dalton would have contributed to this extravaganza by asking someone to make some cookies for us.
Oh.
Which are right in there with crumble cookies.
They do rival.
In fact, they're more addicting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's they're
good with coffee.
Haven't had them in a long time.
That's true.
He would have to go get married. Lost the connection.
Well, he would have gained the connection, wouldn't he?
Not Dalton.
Well, I guess.
But this time, they've gotten to know him.
Yeah, that's probably today and tomorrow. But coming up, we're going to look at the new fall TV shows for the major networks.
Da-da-da. Oh, there's not an announcement sound or anything?
No, not yet. I was just kind of saying that that's what's coming up.
Oh, you've got other things to do.
We're going
to
do that here this segment. Later on, we're going to play Take a Hint, I think. 7:35 segment, so got a lot to do here this morning. And let's not forget our song of the day. On this Monday, we begin a brand new song of the day, and it's going to be looking back at the year 1999. The fifth biggest hit of 1999 was from Britney Spears.
It's hard to believe that is number five.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that could have been number one easily.
Well, looking at the rest of the week,
I'm going to be shocked.
1999 was a weird year.
Yeah.
It really was. Going to have a little Whitney, a little Cher, all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to be telling stuff.
Well,
yeah, that's
kind of a tease. It was a weird year, but a pretty good year. Some very memorable songs from that. John, which network would you like to look at first? ABC, NBC, NBC, ABS. Let me try that again. ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox?
Let's go with CBS.
CBS. That is America's number one network, you know.
Uh-huh. They've made some controversial moves, though.
They have made some. They have. So the most watched broadcast show of this past season, Tracker with Justin Hartley. It's going to move to a new time slot on Sundays, but they're keeping it. You got The Equalizer and a new series called Watson, a reimagining of Sherlock Holmes.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Morris Chestnut is going to star in that.
Really?
Yep.
I love Morris Chestnut.
Yep. Mondays, John, are NCIS night.
On CBS.
On CBS.
Okay.
The original will be paired with a new prequel called NCIS Origins.
Wait a minute. Monday night?
Yes. Mondays.
Oh, they've moved time slots.
They have. Yeah.
That could hurt them.
Mondays, NCIS. So you've got the original with NCIS Origins, which is kind of, it follows a young Jethro Gibbs. So new kind of thing there. Let's see. Tuesdays belong to the FBI franchise, so FBI, FBI Most Wanted, FBI International. And Survivor will anchor the Wednesday nights, joined by a new mountaineering competition called The Summit.
Oh, so they're kind of doing their nights in like NCIS, FBI, and Survivor stuff.
Yeah, okay. Kind of reality.
One's going to be comedy night.
Well, that takes us to, with Young Sheldon ending the spinoff, Georgie and Maddie's First Marriage. We'll keep the Big Bang prequel vibe kind of going on Thursdays, followed by a new season of Ghost. And then Kathy Bates' new series, Matlock.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Season two of Elsbeth.
I haven't been able to get into that. I've seen it.
SWAT, Fire Country, and the final season of Blue Bloods will hold down Friday nights.
Okay.
And NCIS Sydney will take over for Blue Bloods mid-season. So it's only going to be a mid-season run of Blue Bloods.
Okay.
And then that's coming to an end.
And then Saturday is college football.
Well, let's see. I've got the day right here. You can look. Dun, da, 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 da. Saturday, you've got some repeats of the dramas from the week and 48 hours at 9 o'clock. And Sundays, you've got 60 minutes and
Tracker,
yeah. Equalizer and any of the drama repeats.
Saturday's really, there's a lot of college football in there.
During the day.
Yeah. And, well, ABC has one.
They do that.
I think it'll be kind of funny a little bit.
I think so.
It'll be on the same vein. She's good with comedy.
I saw a little piece about that, about how it's, you know, they ask her, you know.
Is she a sister or something? Or
I don't think so.
Okay. Just a recreation of Matlock.
Right.
Okay.
But there was some part where they made reference to the old Matlock show, and she said, I'm not the older guy on TV or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly how it went, but they did make a reference to it. But it's going to be a court drama, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So
maybe more serious then. Maybe a little bit. No, Matlock had its funny little.
It did. I think it'll have its quirks.
I enjoyed Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
It was a good show. Yeah. Good run. So we'll look at some of the other networks this week, but right now, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note Sunday night, it was a battle of two American League wildcard teams, two old rivals, as the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the Bronx 3-0. Boston starter Cutter Crawford, 7 shutout innings, he and two relievers combining on a 4-hit shutout. Brewers down the Dodgers in a battle of division leaders, 9-2. Milwaukee avoiding the sweep with that win in L.A. Twins walk off with a 3-2 win over the Astros. Christian Vasquez led off the ninth with a solo homer. It's the 24th straight game Minnesota has had at least one home run in a game. Orioles over the A's 6-3. Baltimore now 3 games up on the Yankees for first in the AL East. Top team in baseball, the Phillies, were shut out by the Braves 6-0. Atlanta starter Ronaldo Lopez, 6 shutout innings. He and 3 relievers combining on a 5-hit shutout. Bo Naylor, a 3-run pinch hit homer for the Guardians in their 5-4 win over the Giants. Mariners lose to the Blue Jays 5-4 in 10 innings, but Seattle's lead on Houston still at 2 games atop the AL West.
Families love Adam's Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adam's Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry, because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company. The
Wake Up. Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the time of the year we need to exercise more. We just slow down and we don't do enough. It's hot outside, so we just go at half pace. How can we keep going when it's 96 or 7 degrees outside?
Wake up at 4 a.m.?
Okay. You know, that's it. Before it gets 96 or 7.
Yeah, be strategic. I personally really like summer evenings. I think summer evenings are just really lovely. You know, it's not quite as hot, obviously, as it is at 2 or 3. I really enjoy the evenings. But yeah, be strategic or, you know, work out indoors. That's also a thing. You know, people, when they work out, I think there's sort of this inflated sense of how many calories you burn when you do work out. And so I often have people ask, what should I eat after I work out? Do I need to eat something after I work out? Do I need to do protein after I work out? You know, all of these things. And so the question, that's the question. The answer is, well, what are your goals, right? You know, if your goal is to lose weight, then the goal may not be to eat something after you work out, because oftentimes people might eat more after a workout than what they burn during the workout. So at the end of the week, they actually have consumed more calories than they would have had they not worked out. We don't want that, right? That's not what we're going for. You have somebody else who might be trying to build a muscle and they just spent time lifting weights and sort of breaking down that muscle, and they do need to replenish some. So it's different for everybody. So I think the first thing to sort of ask yourself is, how do you feel after a workout? How is it in terms of what time of day did you eat versus what time of day did you work out? You know, some people like to work out on an empty stomach. Some people, if they work out on an empty stomach, they're going to pass out, right? They need a little something, you know, before they go in, or they might need a little something after. So it's really going to sort of vary for everybody. But the first thing is, what are your goals? If your goals are to build muscle, and that doesn't mean that you're trying to go compete in a competition, right? Women hear muscle and they get really, really scared. Muscle is extremely important. As we age, we lose muscle more frequently, and it can lead to things like sarcopenia, which is something people may not be as familiar with. But when we lose that muscle, that's ultimately what can cause things like falling and the inability to be able to get out of bed, the inability to be able to function, put on a coat, all of these different things, because we don't have the muscle strength to do so. So we all need muscle, first and foremost. And so we all need protein, may have lost in a resistance style workout. So if you are doing resistance training, whether that is lifting heavy weights or that's doing some type of a water activity that can be resistance, then you do need to make sure that you are getting enough protein throughout the day. It doesn't have to necessarily be right after you work out. For somebody who's trying to build muscle for performance purposes, they have a certain window of time within 2 hours after the workout that they need to replenish that protein. But for most of us that we're not trying to be on a team or in the Olympics, right? It's just a matter of getting protein throughout the day. So we don't necessarily have to change a whole lot. Maybe we add a little bit of protein to our lunch or to our breakfast meal to ensure that we have that through the day. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to have protein right after you work out. You know, people will go, they'll work out, they think they need to go and have some kind of a smoothie. But a lot of times that's not really the case, right? We just need to make sure that we're getting enough protein throughout the day for our bodies to help maintain the muscle that we have, or build new muscle if we're in that kind of situation. Now, what about carbohydrates, for instance? Carbohydrates are our body's preferred fuel. So it's helpful to have carbs before we go to work out. We don't need a lot of carbs before we work out, right? 15 to 30 carbs before you work out and the hour before you go is enough usually to sustain you in a long workout. Again, if you're working out for 20, 30 minutes, you may not even need that, right? But if you're doing some intense activity, then you probably want to have some carbs before you go.
How is the best way to get your carbs?
A lot of times you don't want a heavy meal. Like, you don't want to go in a drive-thru and eat a hamburger and then go work out. You're probably not going to feel good, right? That might be a beverage, you know, that has calories in it. It might be apple juice. It might be yogurt, something like that that's light, that has a little bit of fuel so our body can sort of get going and get moving.
And these are supplements, is that right? Is this supplements?
So the only place where a supplement might be helpful is if somebody wanted to do specifically a protein shake, like they are trying to build muscle or you're trying to lose weight and you want to make sure that your body's not losing your muscle mass, then something like a protein shake might be helpful for that purpose. But in general, we're talking about just real food, eating real food as much as possible, because I think when people rely on a lot of bars and that type of thing, there's a lot of hidden calories in there that just aren't necessary.
You need to head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where are you located?
We have two locations, one in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and then here in Murfreesboro at 621 South Church Street.
Kim Dunaway visiting this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thanks for joining us.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne, here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County. We welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
All right, guys, load them up.
Market vendors make the trek to Murfreesboro.
We got the sweet corn.
From over a dozen Middle Tennessee counties.
Potatoes.
To bring you a wide variety of seasonal fruits, vegetables, meats.
Got the fresh cut bacon on there.
Eggs, flowers, plants, shrubs, and trees.
I'm so glad you guys are back.
We love what we do.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market at the Indoor Open Air Community Center at the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Open every Tuesday and Friday until the end of October, 7 to noon.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And she loves the veranda, the top floor. She loves going out there and just sitting and watching all the construction that's currently going on. So it's really worked out well. I think the thing is you got to shop around. So it's small, minor details. But like I said, 65 residents. You want to make sure that they're happy, and hopefully you don't have to do it again.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:30, and it's a Monday morning. Time to get up and at 'em. 7:30, here's our time on the Wake Up Crew, July the 8th.
And happy birthday to Jennifer Grandstaff yesterday, Barbara Haskew yesterday, Megan Hicks, Lisa Warren, Patricia Bunton, Rudy London, and Colleen Norwood. Today's birthdays, Pierce Mars, Dean Goddard, Irma Goodman, and Barbara Belt.
So those are the birthdays that we have so far this morning. We came into the morning with those. If you've called or text, we've got those, and we'll add those to the list that we announce at 8 o'clock. If you haven't, now's your deadline. Birthdays and anniversaries, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. We're playing a little Take a Hint coming up.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we've got plenty of showers and thunderstorms to start off our work week. As for your details, we'll have mostly sunny skies today, and we'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon of a high near 97. Those slight chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue into tonight at a low around 73. We'll have more chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday at a high near 96. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Still a bit lighter than normal out here, but it has picked up just a bit. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County.
as traffic increases there on 24 at 840. Traffic's still looking pretty good right now. 65 down through Millersville. Got a little bit heavy earlier southbound. 65 at Trinity Lane. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, Independent Roofing Specialist has you covered. Check out their website today. Their website is irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Congratulations to Steve Cates and the Cripple Creek Cloggers, our community's worldwide goodwill ambassadors. The Special Collections section at Middle Tennessee State University's James E. Walker Library is preserving memorabilia covering the 57-year history of the Kittrell 4-H Dancers, the Rutherford County Square Dancers, Cripple Creek Cloggers, and of course their founder, Steve Cates. Students and staff from the library have been gathering 57 years of memorabilia from Cates' home. He said that includes paperwork, flags, plaques, plates, proclamations, banners, pins, trophies, pictures, and mementos of all kinds from their travels and folk fest. It all will be preserved. Cates explained it all started back in 1967 at 4-H Camp Woodley. 11 years after that, those Appalachian-style dancers performed their first international festival in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The next 47 years has seen the Cripple Creek Cloggers spreading Middle Tennessee's goodwill to Canada, Mexico, Belize, Curacao, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Taiwan, Thailand, and on throughout Europe, everywhere. MTSU's James E. Walker Library is housing and preserving the items that make up the tangible parts of the group's worldwide legacy. Cates glowed as he said, "I'm especially glad that I've lived to see this done." Thank you, Steve Cates.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and we're having a little fun today. We're going to play Take a Hint.
Well, we're coming up with all kinds.
Yes, we are.
Explain the rules to this game, Brian, quickly.
So there are six clues total, and whoever's asking the clues, the other person will guess what it is, and you've got six clues to get through, and if you can get, the quicker you guess it, the better off you are in terms of points.
Okay, so, I'll go first, giving it to you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Your first clue. Oh, they're little cards, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They don't fly, they float.
They don't fly, they float. I'm going to have another clue.
All right, clue number two. They are round. I got to tell you, this is hard.
Okay. They don't fly.
They don't fly. They float. They are round.
I'm going to need another one.
Clue three, they are clear but colorful.
That's weird.
Yeah, huh? Okay. Told you it was hard. Clue number four, they sometimes like to stick together.
I need another, I guess.
They are just soap and water.
They're just soap and water. Is it one of those squishy balls?
No. Here's your last clue.
Okay.
They pop.
Okay. I guess I'm out.
Okay. They're bubbles.
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 That was hard.
It was hard. I told
Jeez.
You.
All right. Here's the first clue for you. They are 80%
water. 80%
water.
Go ahead, give me another one.
They grow from the ground.
Plants.
No.
Trees.
No. No. So they're 80% water. Yeah. They grow from the ground.
I know this. I'm gonna feel stupid when it's over. Go ahead.
They come in all types of weird shapes.
It's just not registering to me. Go ahead.
They like to be kept in the dark. 80% water, grow from the ground, come in all types of weird shapes, kept in the dark. Need another one?
Watermelon?
You're on the right track.
Okay, melon.
They can't see, but they have eyes.
Oh, now you got me.
Last clue, I think you'll get it. They can, you can fry and dip them in ketchup. 80% water, they grow from the ground, all types of weird shapes, kept in the dark. You fry them, dip them in ketchup. A potato.
Oh, okay.
This may be a one and done game here.
Well, no, I don't know. Okay, here's your first clue. It's very bright.
The sun.
No.
Okay.
It can. I think you're going to get this one. I really do. It can fill the room without taking up space.
Light? Sunlight?
You're really close. I'm going to have to give you another one. You're not there yet, but okay. You're close. You're going to make it. It resembles the sun.
Moon. Moonlight?
No.
Stars?
No.
Okay.
They need to be in a socket.
Electricity? Light socket. Or I said light, I thought. Is it not light?
Okay, this is it.
Okay.
This is clue number five. They can be turned on or off. Or shut off.
Okay, so we're talking about like room lights?
Uh-huh.
A light switch?
Your last clue. It is measured by watts.
Electricity.
Light bulb.
Oh.
Light bulb. You were there. Oh,
Around it.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Let's see what we can do here.
Can't give you credit for it, though.
No. They are spiky, but safe to use.
Okay.
They've been around for over 5,000 years. They have teeth, but don't bite.
Okay.
Mainly used in hair.
Combs. Brushes.
Comb. That's okay. It.
Woo. 1 out of 4. Not good.
Well, we'll see. Take a hint on the Wake Up Crew.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style at unbeatable prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adams Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time to wrap things up here for Monday morning, July the 8th. Hope yours is off to a great and fast start. Our good neighbor of the day today is Becky Milliken. Becky is the good neighbor for putting others before herself. Becky Milliken receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day for this July the 8th. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, very easy. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just fill out the info and click submit. That's all you have to do to get them into us. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offer some energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Schedule heat-related chores like cooking, cleaning, and laundry to early morning or evening hours. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, apparently 30% of pet owners let their pet sleep in the bed. Sorry. Really? Yeah. You know, I tried. My goldfish died.
Replay.
You said it was morbid.
A little bit. It was okay. I mean, I didn't just like dog you totally. I mean, I could have gone bad on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you don't like goldfish jokes?
I couldn't let that interfere with whether it was a good joke or not.
Okay.
Besides, Alan would say it was great.
Oh.
Your jokes are amazing.
Oh, excuse me. Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing. Not just good or great.
Yeah, amazing.
They're amazing. And there's emphasis in it, too, you know.
Your jokes are amazing.
Amazing. See? What have we learned today?
Well, we talked about vacations and how to get ready for them and how it can be a hassle to get ready for a vacation. All that stuff you got to do, all the things you got to remember. And when you get older, you have to take pills and...
Well, and just remembering and packing up always seemed to be the worst. At least you had time to plan and pack to go. But coming back, it's just like throw everything together morning of. You kind of dread it the day before.
I can almost guarantee you're going to forget something.
Yeah.
And you're halfway to your destination, you go, forgot to pack the drinks. You know, my certain drinks I have to have.
We got a half an hour up the road, and Dalton remembered that the day before he left a jacket in a restaurant. So we had to turn around, go back, go to the restaurant, and
really?
Get the jacket.
You did that for him? It was an expensive jacket, I take it.
It was, yeah.
Hmm. Also, we talked about the new fall lineup. It started with CBS. We got ABC and NBC to go through this week.
We'll try to get Fox in there, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's not forget Fox.
Yeah. I didn't fool with the CW.
Take Him was fun. I think we'll have to play that again.
Maybe we'll do that again.
Okay.
Maybe Wednesday.
Okay.
Friday, something.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's what we've learned today on The Crew. If you missed part of the show now, be sure to check WGNSradio.com/listen. You can get to the podcast section from there, and the podcast will be up in, a few minutes here. So check it out, WGNSradio.com.
Next on The Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
In 2016, a baby by the name of Lindley was born twice. That's right. Pediatric surgeons removed her from the womb to cut out a tumor on her spine, put her back in, and several weeks later, she was born healthy.
Wow.
She was born twice.
Unreal.
What a story she'll have to tell.
Yeah, really.
Okay, we're getting out of here with our song of the day. It's the first, 5 days of the hits of 1999. This from Britney Spears, coming in at number 5. Biggest hits of the year. Well, that is going to wrap up the Wake Up Crew here for this Monday. John, see you in the morning, I guess.
All right. I'll be here bright and early.
Bright and early.
Or just bright.
It'll be early. For sure. All right. For John, I'm Brian. Have a wonderful Monday. Back in the morning here for another edition of The Crew.